Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. I'm Sarah Lane. Apple announced it will hold its third fall virtual event on November 10th at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, titled One More Thing. Apple has previously said it would release Apple Silicon-based Macs by the end of 2020. On Tuesday, Bloomberg sources said that Apple and its overseas suppliers are producing three Macs with Apple processors, a new 13-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro, and a new 13-inch MacBook Air. Foxconn is reportedly assembling the two smaller laptops, and Quanta Computer is building the larger MacBook Pro. The Wall Street Journal reports Walmart is ending its use of roving robots in its store aisles to keep track of its inventory. Walmart partnered with Bossa Nova Robotics 5 years ago to gradually add the 6-foot-tall inventory scanning machines to stores, but reportedly Walmart ended the partnership because it found that human workers yielded similar results, and some in-store shoppers weren't crazy about the robots. PayPal said it processed a record $247 billion in total payment volume during its third quarter. The company said it processed 4 billion payment transactions, about 40.1 payment transactions per active account. PayPal reported net income of $1.2 billion, or 86 cents per share. PayPal-owned Venmo also had its best quarter ever, processing more than $44 billion of total payment volume, an increase of 61% over the same period last year. Twitter announced it will consider U.S. election results official when they're confirmed by state election authorities or confirmed by two of the following outlets: ABC News, Associated Press, CBS News, CNN, Decision Desk HQ, Fox News, and NBC News. Twitter will add labels to tweets that claim victory before this confirmation. The Shanghai Stock Exchange postponed financial services company Ant's initial public offering on Monday night, which was geared to be the biggest stock debut in history, with investors on multiple continents and at least $34 billion in proceeds. Investor Jack Ma, the co-founder of the e-commerce titan Alibaba and Ant's controlling shareholder, was given notice that he and Ant's management team might no longer meet the requirements for a listing. Chinese regulators also summoned company executives, including Ma. Ma spun Ant out of Alibaba in 2011. The November 2020 security patch is now rolling out for Samsung's Galaxy S10, S20, Note 10, and recently released Note 20 series. Users can check for the patch in their settings and go to System Updates panel. And finally, Snapchat will now let creators make public how many subscribers they have. That's a first for Snapchat, which didn't used to give its users any public-facing metric about their followings or audiences. In a statement to The Verge, a Snap spokesperson said, quote, "We've listened to feedback from our creator community, and many of them expressed interest in having the option to show that their community on Snapchat is growing." For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.